Hi, I'm Kevin Devine, and this is the ProSource Podcast. In each episode, we'll be talking to industry experts, including trade professionals, suppliers, and our showroom staff, about a variety of topics within home and commercial projects. Enjoy! Well, welcome, everyone, to another edition of the ProSource Podcast. I'm Kevin Devine, and today I'm joined by two people, Brandy and Brittany from Rome Design. Welcome, both of you.
Hello. Thank you.
Today, we're talking about the versatility of tile, or how tile is versatile. Just start all the mockery of all the terms we can come up with there. When I was thinking about your name, Rome Design, and let's be clear, that's R-O-A-M, not R-O-M-E. So is it because, from a design perspective, you want people to roam the possibilities of design, or is there a story behind, I'm sure there is a story behind the name, but what is it?
Yeah, so as we were coming up with our brand and trying to figure out what's the initial impact going to be, right? So if we have a higher-end commercial client, we had cute little names like Bloom or B&B, and we were like, you know, it just doesn't really do much. So as we were going through the list of all the words we wrote, there were certain ones that just kept sticking out to us. Some of those words, in no specific order, were refined, organic, and modern. And we're like, R-O-A-M. Okay. And that's a great plan word, so, because it does stand for something, but at the same time, we like to let our minds roam and design. And that's one of the best things about it is you kind of have unlimited possibilities. So roaming is just kind of part of not only our name, but us.
Yeah. I love that.
Double whammy.
We love to tell people to roam to your dream home.
You're both designers. Let's talk a little bit about how long your organization, Rome Design, has existed, and maybe areas that you might specialize in even.
Yeah.
Which hopefully tile is one of them.
It is.
We love it. So we've been in the business for just a short period, but I feel like we've grown so much, and especially in the tile industry.
Yeah, we started off by kind of focusing more on living room refreshes and accent walls and adding board and battened or little accents of wallpaper. And that quickly tumbleweeded into, well, do you guys do kitchens or can you do bathrooms? And us being us, we're like, yeah, we can do that. Well, then as time went on, we're like, wow, there's a lot more detail that goes into kitchen and bath. So thankfully, we have amazing contractors and suppliers that have given us a lot of their knowledge throughout the time frame. So we definitely have learned a lot. But when we started, we knew nothing about kitchen and bath. So it's been an awesome learning experience. And, you know, it'll keep going because that's the design industry. There's always more to learn.
That's great. And, you know, feel free to just experiment by redesigning my house, you know, as part of this deal. That I think that's great.
Oh, yeah. We're still working on our own, but we'll let you know when we've got a little free time. Yeah.
So there's no chance of this happening.
No.
Got it. Well, let's dive right into this. When we're talking about tile, why does tile provide such an ideal canvas for design ideas? Essentially, what makes it so versatile?
Well, from my standpoint, I feel like it's, if you want a brick wall in your house and you feel limited by just adding brick, there's a tile for that. You know, if you want to have a concrete finish, you can, and bring in that industrial style, bring a concrete tile in. If you want a specific look, you name it, there's a tile for it.
I mean, it kind of goes into the whole podcast of the versatility of tile. Is that there is a shape, a style, a texture, a pattern for literally any and every space. So if you, rather you can think of it or your designer thinks of it, or, you know, you just start putting tiles together and you create this new pattern, it can go anywhere. It can be anything. So it can be whatever the room needs it to be.
What's made tile so timeless? I mean, yeah, it can certainly be trendy, but tile as a product is so timeless. It's constantly used and it's so frequently part of whatever project is going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of that. And it's funny that tile is becoming more common now. And obviously we had a lot of tile in like the 50s and it's been becoming more common. But tile, the way it's made is the same way brick is made from back way, way long ago. So I think that because of the durability, you've got your food and moisture barrier for kitchens and bathrooms. You can put it on your wall without having to worry about getting your subboards or your floorboards or anything wet. So I think a lot of it is the protection factor that tile has, but also it's really pretty to look at.
The way it's installed has been virtually the same throughout all of the years. So I think that makes it even more timeless. The tradesmen have really mastered how to install it. And I feel like it's going to be the same for years to come. So it just, it's a timeless install too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mercifully, we have come a long way from the Pepto-Bismol pink bathroom and or all blue bathroom.
Yes.
Not that we don't maybe use those colors, but not quite to the way they were used back then.
Oh, for sure. Which Brittany's house, she actually embraced the blue 4x4s. And it was always that same 4x4 tile that runs halfway up the bathroom wall and into the shower. A lot of people always take those down, but we're starting to see people embracing that style. And then a lot of brands now are coming out with tiles to match the style. So it's kind of cool to see the evolution of tile and how much we've gone towards neutrals and whites and clean cream finishes, but also we're starting to see those original 4x4s come back into play, and I think it's super exciting.
Okay. With tile being available in just about any color imaginable, spin the wheel and you're going to land on one that's available. Do your projects specifically tend to be more bold or muted with, at least with what you suggest initially, but maybe even where it ends up?
I'll start this one off. We always like to start with a clean foundation, as we call it. So whenever people go to design a house, we say your foundational elements are going to be your floors, your wall tile, your cabinets, things that once you get burnt out, you don't want to go back and switch them out. So for backsplash and stone, typically we like to go a little bit more neutral, and then we can add in the fun pops of color through curtains, bar stools, furniture, wallpaper. We also like using wallpaper. But when it comes to the foundational elements, we do typically lean a little bit more neutral. Now, that being said, we love a bold pop. So if it's in smaller spaces or maybe in a shower or in the niche, we love to incorporate, whether it's black stones or, you know, solid stones like a quartz or something too, is always fun. But we love to incorporate fun pops of stone and tile. But at the same time, I feel like overall, neutral is going to be more versatile in the long run.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think there's definitely spaces where bold pops need to happen, like a powder bath, where that's, they may, like, normal guests may not see it every day when they come to your house, but when they use the restroom, that's the space they're going to remember. It's like that bold room and how you like really push the envelope in that area.
We've talked a little bit about the variety here that's available. How does both tile size and shape impact the design?
For me personally, I feel like we've seen it a lot to where people have this, let's say, 3x12 white subway tile that's kind of like the staple to go to at this point. If you want to run that in a chevron or a herringbone pattern and it's your backsplash, normally on a backsplash, you only get about 18 inches of clearance. So you're not actually going to see that full pattern come through. A lot of the times people pick the wrong size of tile to display the pattern. We've seen it to where it's either too big and you actually don't get to see the pattern laid out, or maybe it's too small, and then it looks really busy and cluttered and crowded, and it's actually going to make your kitchen backsplash, and just your kitchen in general, feel smaller because it's too much for the eyes to look at. Whenever we go through and pick out backsplash for a space, our thing is, what is the kitchen or the bathroom? What's our space allowance? What can we fit into that size to create the best shape? And then we kind of play from there.
So do you find yourself creating tile patterns? You think chevron, you think herringbone, rather than just patterned tile, but rather taking tile to create a pattern. Do you find yourselves doing that a lot?
Yeah, and it's very fun when a client is open to doing that, because people are so used to that standard bricklay pattern that that's what they think they want. But when they're wanting to lean towards more modern or a trend, we can go basket weave. We can do horizontal stacked with a vertical stacked line. So we love when the client is like open to ideas like that.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's often the space that kind of dictates what pattern we do. Mm-hmm. So if the client has like more of a modern slab cabinet, we're not going to want to do a bricklay on that. Normally then we'll go, well, how do you guys feel about doing vertical stacked or horizontal stacked? So although we haven't created our, I don't think we've created our own pattern in tile yet, we definitely do like to play with the versatility of tile to play off the space itself.
Are you looking to like create one that you could trademark and say, that's our pattern?
We are now. Starting right now.
Okay.
This very moment. Yes.
So I'll take a 10% finder's fee for just being present when you came up with that.
I feel like that's a fair trade.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You know some people that could sell it. So that might actually work out really well.
I have
well
a
for
contact
us.
Or two. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we've talked in some other podcasts about the standard of white shaker cabinets, but you've mentioned it here, the standard in tile, especially with backsplash, is often the white subway tile.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourselves, do you cringe a little bit when people ask for that and feel like they should go for something more, especially if you get a kitchen that they want to go with white cabinets, they want to go with white countertops, they want to go with a white backsplash. And do you find yourselves just saying, please, let me put a little bit of color into the room?
Yes, and I think that's one reason people reach out to us is like, because they see our feed and they see that we add warmth to the space and they're like, I want an all-white kitchen. And we're like, well, if you trust us as your designers, can we do an off-white tile that has a little bit of variation in it? That way you're pulling in those warm tones. Can we add a pop of wood, like some beams in the ceiling or something like that? But we do cringe a little bit when we hear about white subway tile. But there are ways to, you know, change up the pattern, the grout color, things like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of compromise in the standard white subway tile. What I've seen more is that people do not want to just have a flat white standard tile. So a lot of the ones, and especially ones that we've gravitated a lot more towards now, actually have a little bit of a wavy finish on them. So, or maybe like a raw edge, so you get more of that handcrafted. Yeah, because one of the things, and like I always tell our clients this, whether it's a 1900s home or remodeling, or maybe it's a newer build, we don't want the tile to look like you added it on as an afterthought. So if you've got, you know, this original, maybe some rustic floors and some detail and character in the kitchen, and then you slap on this really crisp, clean, white edge tile with white grout, it's going to stand out. It doesn't look like it fits the kitchen. So a lot of the times we do lean towards boxes of tile that have a little bit of variation per tile itself. So even though you get one box, some might be a little bit cooler white, some warmer whites. And then that way, if you already have white cabinets, your tile is going to match, but it's still going to bring in a little bit of warmth and give a little bit more flexibility within what you can also do in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't have too many clients asking for like standard white backsplash at this point, which is very nice.
Pattern tile is also gaining visibility. It seems a lot like when I go into homes, or especially new construction, even bathrooms, but especially laundry rooms, you're really starting to see that pattern tile pop up a lot more. Have you started to see that? And what changes have you seen with actual patterned tile?
Yes, absolutely. And I think we have Pinterest to thank for that. Honestly, okay. As the designer and, you know, HGTV, they've really brought out, like, you can show your personality through your laundry room and bedroom. And a lot of those tiles seem to be, you know, like Spanish influenced and love the geometric looks. But yes, we're definitely seeing that a lot more.
Oh, yeah. And I think it kind of goes back to of like wanting your foundational elements to be more neutral. So like in your kitchen or your master bedroom or master bathroom, typically there we're going to see more of those neutral finishes. But why not have the same hexagon tile that you put in the master as the pattern series in the guest? So that way everything's cohesive, but you just add in that little pattern pop into that smaller space. That's more of that wow factor when you walk in. Also with the printed tiles, because printed tiles are becoming more and more common too, there's so many different things you can do with them, but I feel like it kind of originated more with like pool tiles, because mm-hmm. a lot of people forget that tile actually is an exterior and outdoor product as well. So if you think of like pools, you see a lot of mosaics, but there's a lot of designed tiles in pools themselves that just now people are kind of starting like, oh, this is kind of cool, let's bring that inside, or vice versa, they're bringing those indoor materials to the outside.
What can wall tile add to the design? So let's now get up off the floor. And though we've talked about backsplash, oh, wow, so you're loving this.
Oh, yeah.
So, Brandy may be going first on this question. But what does that add to the design? How has that evolved over the years? And maybe also when we say this, not just backsplash, we're talking, you know, you could be talking fireplaces, you could be talking showers, you could be talking a lot of different places here with this.
Yeah, I mean, I could sum up that question in one word, and it would be impact. When you walk into a room now, instead of seeing a wallpaper or just drywall, now when you walk into certain spaces like kitchens or fireplaces especially, we're seeing taller ceilings or vaulted ceilings or cabinets going all the way up to your 9-foot ceilings. Adding that backsplash all the way up, it instantly adds an impact when you walk into the room. It's going to catch light. It's going to have a reflection value to it. It's going to make the room not only feel bigger, but it's just going to open up the space as well. And anytime we walk into a kitchen that has that full backsplash all the way up, it just provides a bigger impact. So that's my personal answer on that.
Agreed.
Tile backsplashes, what have you seen over time that makes them such a mainstay? And I think a lot of times we say backsplash, most people immediately think kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's in other places too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think just like how often people see it in the houses they look at to buy, and over the years, standard bricklay has been around for years and years, as well as the stacked 4x4s. That just makes it a mainstay. When people walk into a home, especially a new construction home that doesn't have any backsplash, they feel like something's missing. Mm-hmm. Some people are okay with, you know, the drywall finish on there, but not having the backsplash, like, a lot of people are just like, what's missing?
Yeah, no, it is a finishing piece of the puzzle for sure. And not only does it provide that visual element that maybe you feel like you were missing, again, it goes back to the protection of what it's on top of. You know, so tile originates from a Latin word that means to cover. So tile is covering all of the vulnerable stuff that you don't want to get wet, or you don't want your spaghetti sauce to sit on and soak up in the walls. So I think just because of how functional tile is for protection, that's also a big reason why it stays in play, because it's a guaranteed safe space for those wet areas, whether that's indoor or outdoor. And it looks beautiful, you know, so people want to see the tile.
Okay. So let's get a little trendy here and say, how have trends impacted the timelessness of tile? And so we're talking both from a creative perspective, what helped transition tile? So it's kind of a twofold here.
Yes.
How have trends impacted it? And then also, from a creative perspective, what has helped tile transition from the inside to the outside? And you've mentioned that quite a bit with pool and other things outside. Mm-hmm. But let's start on the first part. Let's look at the trends and their impact.
Mm-hmm. I would say the opposite of your question.
Okay, well.
So I'm gonna go on a limb here. I feel like tile has impacted the trend more than vice versa. And I say that because the versatility of tile. So in the 50s versus 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, as our decades go on, our style keeps changing. Tile is the frontline runner to keep up with that style change. So like right now we have a lot of fluted or beaded and ribbed products coming out, whether that's, you know, in your vanities or furniture. The tile's already been there. So I feel like the tile actually plays into the trend before the trend really plays into the tile. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but the more I read that question, I was like, I almost feel like it's tile is, it keeps up with the trend more than the trend makes the tile.
Okay.
But also that goes both ways. Well, I don't know if I would say it's setting the trend, but I feel like it's always going to be a timeless trend with what's going on, because tile can be made to match any style. Right. So kind of a tricky question, but I'm one of those overthinkers that will be like, wait a second, hold on. And then I think too far into it.
No, that's why I posed the question. I wanted to see just how deep you'd go into it.
Oh,
I did it deliberately.
Yeah.
I look at it as herringbone flooring, even on hardwood, started as a trend way back when. And then it kind of went to the wayside because it's harder to install. But since it is still in play in those areas, people haven't tore up their herringbone floors because they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But now that herringbone pattern is coming back, it's been trendy, but it's also a timeless finish.
Proof that if you hang on to something long enough, eventually it cycles back around and comes into trend. You're like, yes. Hey, look, I'm there.
Yes, exactly.
With your designs and with some of the things you've put together, you've talked about how started kind of in the living room, suddenly you're in kitchens and bathrooms. Are you morphing more outside as well and taking tile out the door?
We don't get too many exterior projects, which is mainly because we try to focus on our lane. We don't want to take off more than we can handle, and there's experts for every category of house. What we do like to do is recommend certain tiles, though, to kind of match the outside. So we don't do a whole lot of designing for outdoor spaces. But if it's like an outdoor fireplace or maybe like the pool surround, like we talked about earlier, outdoor kitchens, etc., we do love to bring the indoors outdoor, even though usually it's the other way around. Again, tile, it is an outdoor material. I just think people have thought so far into backsplash specific on tile that they forgot tile is an outdoor product as well. So now you are seeing it more around pools, whether that's on resorts or personal homes, around wood burning pizza makers outside. Like, you're starting to see it become an outdoor product a lot more. And I think that's because people forgot that it is also an outdoor product.
Yeah, they might think they have to use a heavy natural stone that costs 10 times the cost of tile, but in reality, there's a tile that looks very similar for a lot less.
Yeah.
And I would love to have an outdoor pizza oven, by the way.
Oh, so. Same.
I don't even know if I'd use it. Yeah, I'd use it. I would definitely use it.
If not, I bet it would look beautiful.
Yeah, there's that too. You've got all these different tile materials. You've got ceramic, you got porcelain, you got natural stone, and natural stone has a lot of morphing underneath that as well. They're all vying for top billing in your eyes, in the design eye. So from your perspective, is there one ideal choice? Is there one that you tend to lean toward more, or is it just literally situational?
I would say we tend to lean towards ceramic more.
Okay.
And the main reason for that is our installers love when we're like, hey, this is ceramic flooring. They're like, deal, like we got this. Porcelain is definitely, you know, a common tile as well, but it can be a little bit harder to install. And it just depends on the look the client's going for. But we tend to go to ceramic and like more of those earthy tones.
Okay.
Yeah, ceramic's definitely our front runner. I would say, personal opinion, ceramic is kind of the flagship of tile. It's just gonna, I don't know, I feel like it's just kind of the flagship. It's what people lean towards and gravitate towards the most. We've only done a couple glass tiles, one which was a matte glass tile in a bathroom. At the time, we're like, this is going to be super pretty. And the client loved it. But then as we kind of thought back on it, I was like, that's going to be tricky to keep up with, a matte glass tile in the bathroom. So we like ceramic for the long term, the durability, the contractor's install process. It seems to just be a win all for everybody.
Okay. Well, I thank you both for being here. Your feedback has been fantastic. Your answers are as versatile as tile is. So that's great. Brandy, Brittany, thank you so much for being here and joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yes, we are so appreciative to be here.
Okay, so now we're going to transition over to Patrick Warren with Daltile. Patrick, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. It's good to be here.
So we're talking about the versatility of tile, and I would certainly think Dow Tile would know a thing or two about that.
I think we do. 77 years of business.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so a little while, a little bit of experience. So let's start with this. What trends or developments have you seen over the years that has had a direct impact on tile?
You know, I would say there's two key trends that we've seen that are pretty dramatic over the most recent term, but really changed the face of kind of the look of tile and the way people shop for tile. The first one is the technology of the product, whether that's anti-slip, whether that's anti-mold, whether that's the technology to allow the product to be larger sizes, the texturing on top, how we manufacture it. There's more technology built into our manufacturing and really the ultimate product that somebody selects than ever before. Then the second one is how that it's that selection journey that a customer goes through. There's so much more digitization with what they select. They start on a website, they go through, they look at things, they can look in our stylizer to see what it looks like in their room. So those two components together have completely changed really how easy or how adaptable the shopping experience is and ultimately the product that they select.
When we're talking tile, are there particular looks, like for example, wood look tile, are there looks that are trending upward more than others?
There are. You're seeing a lot of, you know, if you look at wall and floor separately, if you take the wall is looking, we're looking at that larger format wall, that larger elongated visual is becoming very popular in the shape of some of the mosaics we look at. On the floor side, interestingly enough, we're actually seeing smaller unit sizes. Like we have some product, the new product Indoterra we're going to launch. It's more of a brick look. You're seeing that smaller scale for floor that adds a little bit of more dimension. We've gone from larger to small. We also see, by the way, on the flip side of it, we also see the 24 by 48 side becoming very popular. So it's all about the nostalgia and kind of that authenticity of what the product looks like.
But when you're saying smaller, sounding from some of the examples you were giving there, we're not necessarily talking mosaics. Not that some people don't do that, but you're not talking like that small. You're just talking smaller than the large format.
Yeah,
or even smaller than a 12 by 12 even.
Yeah, smaller than 12 by 12. You're seeing literally that brick look is becoming very popular. We're launching quite a few products that are going to fall into that category. Then on the wall side, you actually see this elongated, longer 3 by 14, 6 by 14. You're seeing these longer sizes that allow it a different visual than we've seen before.
So we've talked about look. Let's kind of stay a little bit in that realm of what you see, but let's spin the color wheel a little bit. And are there certain hues? Notice I just wanted to use the word hue in a sentence, but are there certain hues that are more enviable than others?
You know, right now, white is king. White rules, right? Everybody wants white, that marble Carrera kind of look. But we're also seeing the blues, the greens, versions of both of those that provide kind of that serenity and calming feel, which there's a term out there called biophilia, which brings nature into the design aspect of it. And that's part of what we're seeing as well. The other thing is you're seeing less gray, you're seeing more of that grayish and even warming up to that beige look. So it's kind of getting hints of brown in there to give it a little more kind of a brown perspective.
With what seems to be an abundance of geometric shapes, is there actually a shape that we have not seen yet?
You know, we actually have a new shape. It's a 1x6 wall product that we actually call the Kit Kat size. We were at the Kitchen to Bath Show talking about it. We just kind of started calling it the Kit Kat size, and it like hit with all the designers. They loved it, the Kit Kat size. You know, the other size that's been pretty popular is small and large, a hex size. So you've got the small hexes, and then we have several 8x8 hexes that are extremely popular. So you're seeing a uniqueness in some of the sizing that people are kind of migrating toward.
So since you called it the Kit Kat, I just got a phone call from the Twix bar, and they're feeling a little left out. So you might have to look at that.
We're going to have to work on something. The redo will be the Twix.
What's been the feedback you've been getting from trade pros regarding the abundance of options that are out there with tile? Are they basically saying, hey, there's too much, if there is such a thing as having too much, or do they give you direction in some ways with what they're seeing?
I will say we are a very heavy, intense category, SKU intensive. Like there's a lot of product on the market, but what that gives you is that gives you a creative, kind of an artistic ability to do anything you want with that visual. There are, rather than just have one size, one shape, one color, typically they're not one color, obviously, but all the various sizes, shape, texturing, all that comes together that gives you the ability to make a unique environment to your choice and design technique.
Well, how is the range of the tile sizes? We've talked about small mosaics, we've talked about large and even long format tile. How has that affected how you think about creating new products? Like, for example, how did that maybe drive the Kit Kat tile?
We're always looking at, you know, first you are a bit, I wouldn't say constrained, but you have to make sure you can make a product, right? We also look at what sizes we feel like are trending or maybe could provide an accent, like the Kit Kat can be a nice belly spot across the room, an accent in a shower. What we're trying to do is leverage sizes that allow a creative angle to be different than it was before. Because tile really is there for a lifetime, and you want to be able to put your signature on that, and different size and shapes allows it to do that.
Well, some great effort has been made with regard to making tile more sustainable. What's been the drive behind those efforts, and maybe what's the next step in that initiative?
You know, first of all, I really think that the most sustainable product is ceramic tile, right? I mean, it's literally coming from clay and dirt. You put it together, you push it out on the floor, it looks gorgeous. One of the things we focus on is, you know, it's a big effort for our manufacturing plants to have a sustainable story, what their footprint is on the earth. But it's interesting when you look at the different generation bands, you know, your Gen X, Gen Ys, your millennials, your baby boomers, they all have a different interpretation of what sustainability is. And we have to make sure that we're talking to all of those points. You know, baby boomers look at it differently than a Y generation looks at it. We want to make sure that we're answering all those questions with a product that ultimately is sellable and beautiful and has that sustainable story. It's very important to us to have a sustainable story.
When you look at the different tile materials, so we talked about all this versatility, there's versatility even in the material itself. All tile is not equal. You've got ceramic, you got porcelain, you got natural stone, and there's a lot of branches off of natural stone. So what are some of the benefits of each, and have you seen sort of a usage swing in one direction or the other between those different material types?
Yeah, you know, I'll kind of put it into two buckets, your natural and your manufactured. On the stone component, look, stone visuals are unbelievable, right? They're natural. They're created over millions of years. That look is what consumers and designers are driving toward. When you look at what we've done, the industry and Daltile specifically has done on the porcelain component, you're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting a look of natural stone, but a performance and a livability that stone cannot do. You know, there are I love a marble countertop, but there are things you just can't do on a marble countertop. You can't spill red wine, for example. There's a performance story with porcelain that gives you the same look. Ultimately, no matter what, the consumer, or let's call this person a selector, will style and design will always win. So if you've got a performance story attached to that natural stone look, for example, that's going to win. Stone will always be in the picture for sure. It has its place and it's beautiful. I have it in my home. But porcelain has a balanced story that takes the consumer, has much longer life cycle.
Let's pop off the floor and a bit to the wall, but maybe go back the other way, go back down as well. How has wall tile development, or has it ever, affected floor tile development, or even vice versa?
You know, we look at them separately, but we look at them how they interact together. And I mean that by, and I'll add a third category. You know, we believe that the design selection process for a new kitchen, let's say, begins with the countertop. And then we immediately know that there's whatever high percentage, 95% of the time, someone's going to put a wall or mosaic type product up against that countertop. How does that interact with what's happening with the countertop, the look, the feel? And then it has to transfer down to the floor so that it all works together. So we create our products individually, but we want to make sure they work together, because ultimately, it's a, you know, it's a multi-surface installation and a selection process. And look, that's what we have that's, we're fortunate in our category. We have more surfaces than any other category we can work with, the countertop, the wall, and the floor.
Well, did those developments sort of change any creative push, or is that just ultimately a testament to the versatility of tile?
Tile is incredibly versatile. The design aspect, you know, we keep combining categories or additional, we keep adding categories to our portfolio so that we bring who's ever designing, we want to bring them the most options and flexibility they can do to design that. And we're always looking beyond that to make sure we're bringing, we want to be best in class for having design options.
Okay. Well, let's take it out the door.
Okay.
What has the expansion of outdoor living done for tile?
Huge. Here's why it's huge. You know, we have our Daltile exteriors, for example. And I mentioned early on about the technology, you know, slip resistance. So now you're seeing in environments where you can have the outdoor goes in and the indoor goes out. So now you have these living spaces, whether it's a kitchen or a living room or a family room area, that just transitions all the way outside onto the patio. Same product. And you can have the same product, one for outdoor, one for indoor. It doesn't feel any different, but it has the same aesthetic look. The design there is you have now increased the size of the room based on the ability of what the product can perform. You know, typically in the past, you'd put tile outside and a lot of times there's slip concerns and everything like that. We have products that allow the outside or the inside to transition to the outside.
I don't know if boom is the right word, but I'll go ahead and use it. Has there been a boom, or at least a movement, toward more and more outdoor living projects that have driven more on the outdoor living tile side?
100%, you know, and it's even, we're even, I just met yesterday, we're talking about, you know, we have our category called exteriors, which is a large category. How do you put your arms around that? You know, but if you, we're breaking it up into bite-sized packages. If you look, you can go, there's so many people out there that want to put in a kitchen right outside their patio. They want to put a grill area. They want to put a platform for a jacuzzi, an outdoor shower. All of these are just, so you take our typical ProSource showroom, someone's going to redo a kitchen. By the way, you can also do the patio outside. You've added 30% more to that project just by asking if they want one more room. I think it's huge, and we've seen a big upside on that.
Certainly, it has expanded more beyond just having a deck with a grill on it.
Totally.
We are seeing like the true outdoor kitchen evolving. This is something that we had also asked our designer friends on this podcast, but I'd like to know your take. There definitely seems to be more of a movement toward patterned tile. So not necessarily taking tile and creating a pattern, though that is out there too. But patterned tile itself, especially in laundry rooms, mud rooms, smaller bathrooms, are you starting to see more of that, more requests for that, more of a drive for that, driving to even more creative looks for the tile you create?
Absolutely. They've always been out there. You know, you've got the kind of that Santa Fe kind of look. You also have the encaustic look. But it's color and design. It's an accent. Someone, you know, they're building a house, redoing a house, or just redoing a room. You think, you know what? I'm gonna add a little pop of color in my laundry room. I'm in there. Let's make it look a little bit different. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. And the more times we can offer those opportunities, not everybody wants the same floor, the same look throughout the first floor of their home or whatever floor they're doing. let's shake it up a little bit. It's kind of like wallpaper. Let's throw some wallpaper on a wall. They have it look different. If we don't like it, we can change it later.
Why is tile so freaking versatile?
I love this question. You know what? And here's the three words I kind of came up with. Limitless design opportunities. If you think just whatever's in your head. Now, obviously, you have installation, things you've got to, in floor prep, and you've got to consider. But from a shape, from a color, from a texture, performance, we've got so many products for designers to build what that room wants to be. Really, it's an exciting time to be in the ceramic tile business. Love it.
That was it. Those are my questions. Patrick, certainly appreciate you joining us and sharing your thoughts with us today.
This is great. We really appreciate everybody at ProSource. And hey, if we have any questions for any of this stuff, just feel free to reach out to us.
All righty. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin.
Change up gears a little bit here and turn our attention to Randall Sheehy of Emser Tile. Randall, thanks for joining us today.
Kevin, thank you. I'm happy to be here. Good afternoon.
Well, let's just dive right into it. We're talking about why tile is versatile, and I'm certain you have an opinion or two about that yourself. So let's start with this. What trends or developments have you seen over the years that have impacted tile?
Well, Kevin, thanks for the question. And again, very happy to be here and to connect with all of our pro shop and pro source customers out there. As we look at the world today, everything has become so much more fast paced. We live in this digital society and this digital world. So with that, I think we are seeing a big trend and a shift towards customers wanting authentic, handmade elements in the products they're purchasing today. They want to feel this human connection or natural connection, right, with the products they're putting into their space. We're also seeing this, how we're designing the products and the colors we're using, the palettes we're using, that all lend well to this. Another trend that we're seeing is this trend towards seamless and more contemporary aesthetics and larger format products. And we've got a couple great examples when we talk about texture, because that texture in products really adds that authentic element. We have a couple really great examples of this. Tubage, which is an extruded porcelain that looks like almost like a piece of millwork that you would see. It's beautiful for wall applications. Pagoni is another one that has this fluted detail that's designed for wall applications, which is an extremely hot trend right now and a growing category of our business. So those are a couple of great examples to illustrate both that handmade aesthetic and bringing texture into the space.
Well, are there any particular looks, for example, wood look tile immediately comes to mind, but there are other types of looks that are trending more upward these days?
Yeah, there are. I can touch on a couple. I'll start with the marble looks. Marble has been extremely popular for the last several years, and it continues to grow in popularity. We continue to introduce more new collections that bring this timeless marble and stone look into the marketplace with these really ultra realistic surfaces in both color and texture. Two great examples in our portfolio are Sterlina and Parkview that provide you this visual. And then when you get to wood looks, we're seeing a warming of color tones. We're seeing both these refined oak visuals that might look more like a French or European style oak, as well as some of the more rustic visuals. Our Legati series, which is new, it's an 8x47-inch plank that has more of a wire brush texture and very earthy colors, is a great example of what we're seeing in the wood tones right now.
So let's spin the color wheel a little bit, and not just the looks, like a wood look. Are there certain hues that are more enviable than others these days?
Sure, that's a good question, and there certainly are. I mean, we're seeing certain colors trend very strongly right now, and we continue to see this evolution in terms of color. But what I would say in general is, consumers today are really pushing the envelope. They're stepping outside the traditional norms. They're getting more bold with their designs in their homes and in their spaces, wherever they may be using the products. So it's exciting to see that that's allowing us to introduce new colors to the marketplace that even 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, you may not have seen. And some of the colors that we are seeing right now, I mentioned the warming right now, a lot of the warm neutrals, extremely popular, but blues and greens, if you look at the more saturated colors, those are the two hottest ones that we're seeing in the market right now. I'll mention one new product that we just introduced that really, I think, is the ultimate in terms of giving you the pop color possibilities and bringing that pop of color into a space. It's our new Radiant series. So Radiant is an award-winning product. We launched this earlier this year at the ProSource convention. It's an extruded porcelain that's backlit with LED lighting. This is an IMSR exclusive technology that we developed in-house. The LED lighting allows you to completely change the look and feel of the space. It's controlled by your phone. You can sync the lighting to music. So when you think of bringing color into your space, you know, traditionally we think about the tile, the glazing that's put on the tile and how that brings in the color. Well, in this case, we're giving you a tile that's backlit and you can choose how you want to color depending on the day, depending on your mood. That's really exciting. It brings in that customization, also the technology into your home.
Radiant seems to be an appropriate name for it, for sure. And maybe we should just refer to it as mood tile, because I kind of like that you could set that color tone to just how you're feeling that particular day. Or maybe if you want to change how you feel.
Yeah, exactly. You may want to, depending on the mood, right? Funny enough, we have a collection called Mood. That's a beautiful product. So we'll talk to the product management team and see what we can work out there. I'll let you know.
Okay.
You'll be the first to know.
You and I have talked a little bit outside of this about this next question. So I kind of think where this is going to go, but I like this. There just seems to be an abundance now, especially in the tile world, an abundance of geometric shaped tile. And just wondering, is there a shape that is not yet seen? And that leads into perhaps because you've just recently introduced one.
Well, you kind of teed me up for this one, Kevin.
We have
talked about this one, I appreciate the question because we have a lot of great geometric shapes. Hexa, Rhythm, even Sterlina, which is one of our most popular collections that we've recently added a hex shape to. We've got you covered there. And a lot of the feedback from trade pros is, hey, keep these designs coming. Keep these shapes coming. Our customers are loving them. And I mentioned a moment ago, the customers are getting more bold in terms of their designs. And so all these products are lending themselves well to that. But one new product that we just introduced that's getting a lot of attention, a lot of great press, is our Skite series. So this is a traditional kite design. It's a fairly whimsical look in a wide range of color tones that allow you to really bring in a pop of color into your space, but also to create some unique custom geometric designs, either using one of the colors or mixing multiple colors. So I think as your trade pros see that product hit the ProSource showrooms around the country, that's going to be a big hit for us in 2024.
Feel free, as I always say, to just test that out in my bathroom, you know, and we'll just put it up on the wall and see how it looks.
Kevin, I think you may have 100 bathrooms in your house.
That's entirely possible. Let's now talk about shape. Let's talk about size. How has the range of tile size from just the small mosaics to the large or even long format tile, how has that affected about how you go about creating new products?
When we look at a product line today, you know, there are different ways we look at it. In some cases, we're introducing a wall tile collection, and it might be, you know, one size and four or five different colors, and it's a very specific look. In large part, a lot of our collections today, when we're introducing them, are comprehensive. We're going to provide everything you possibly need to complete a project. We're seeing a lot of consumers really appreciate the more minimalistic Scandinavian or contemporary style of design. And in order to accomplish that, we need a product line that has all the different shapes and sizes and multiple formats to allow that customer to go into a primary bathroom and to have a small mosaic that can work on a shower pan, and also the large format in that same color and finish that works on the floors, and then a wall tile that either matches it or coordinates with it that's designed for that. So we've got a number of collections now that we've introduced, and we continue to do that, continue to keep an eye on what consumers are asking for there and responding to it in that way. It's important for us, and this is something I think we do a great job at. I give a lot of credit to our product management team of making sure that when we develop a new product, if it's a flagship line for us, that again, we're giving you all the pieces and parts that you need to complete a project. And as you know, Kevin, you need a lot of different shapes and sizes and formats to successfully execute an install. And we deliver that. I'll touch on a great example of that. It's our new Enhance collection of products. So Enhance is a premium portfolio of products that we've introduced and developed over the last several months or the last year, really. And it allows the ultimate flexibility. You can pick your size. You can pick your finish. You can even develop your own mosaic, picking from within a range of options. So when we talk about size options and finish. We have many different paths that we can take here to help you serve your customers.
Let's look a little bit to Mother Nature here, our environment. And there have been some great efforts made in the recently to make tile more sustainable. What's the drive behind those efforts, and maybe what's the next step in that initiative?
Let's talk about just, you know, first of all, what makes tile sustainable? First of all, when you look at, you've got to look at the lifespan of the product itself. And the lifespan of tile is as long as any other floor covering material or longer than the other products that you're going to see in showrooms across the country. You're talking about an average lifespan of 50 to 75 years. If you want tile to be a more permanent option, you certainly have that. Versus a typical flooring product that's going to be replaced every 5 to 10 years, somewhere in that range, right? Because it wears through, it wears out. A thing to think about is we're using natural materials when we make tile products. So the clay, there's tremendous natural reserves of clay. Got a long bank of materials to use there. Most of the raw materials that we use to make our products are sourced within a fairly short range of our factories, about 500 miles typically. So we're not shipping, you know, we may be shipping product from our factories into our U.S. distribution centers. We have 82 locations across the country, right, to service our customers. But ultimately, from the source of manufacturing, we're very thoughtful in where we get those raw materials. The other great thing about tile is it never loses its recyclability. I can pull up an old tile floor. It can be recycled. It can be turned into something else. Which is certainly a great thing. Then I think part two of that is making sure that in the sourcing of raw materials, that it's transparent and it's ethical. We're focused on the being environmentally conscious in the manufacturing process, looking at, again, that end-of-use life cycle. So there's certainly a lot to this question, a lot you could jump into, but those are some of the key points.
You've got ceramic, you've got porcelain, you've got natural stone, and in fairness, natural stone has several branches that fall underneath that as well. What are some of the benefits of each one of those? And have you seen a usage swing in one direction or another with any of those?
Let's start with the wonderful thing is in both ceramic and porcelain, we can accomplish designing and developing a very high-end aesthetic in both construction platforms. There are some cost advantages of ceramic and there are some performance advantages to porcelain we'll get into, but purely from an aesthetic standpoint, with digital printing today, the way tile is made, we can accomplish a very high-end look on both platforms. Ceramic is very durable and economical, and that's a great value. So when you look at a project and you're saying, hey, I've got a very specific budget I'm trying to stay within, a lot of times we'll see ceramic used on, say, a builder spec home. Those are certainly, you've got a budget, right, to work within. Ceramic allows you to stay within that budget oftentimes. When you look into porcelain, it really allows you to expand the applications where the product can be installed. Porcelain is essentially a much finer grade, denser ceramic. And so most porcelains can be used outside. And that's going to allow me to go into, have that seamless indoor to outdoor living component, which is extremely, extremely popular right now in interior design, both residentially and commercially. Porcelain also is going to perform better in high traffic, high impact situations. So when we get into commercial environments, that's where you're going to be looking to use a porcelain product for those performance benefits. Then when you get into natural stone, natural stone has always been extremely popular. It's one of those that just it's not going in style or out of style. There's always a customer base for natural stone. It's really for that customer that I would say has more discerning taste, that really wants the unique characteristic of a natural stone. And the beauty is, every natural stone job that gets installed is going to look different from one to the next. Today, natural stone is still used as the basis for design. When we're developing a new porcelain series, we're looking to natural stones for inspiration in developing and fine-tuning that marble or stone look, whatever it may be, capturing what nature has provided to us. I think those are some of the differences or benefits of each. And to me, it's not one's better than the other. It's really about the application and about the preference and in some cases, the design. Porcelain, we can get much larger pieces than we can ceramic or natural stone. When you talk about thin panel slabs, you may have some design limitations with certain products, and that's where one may win over the other, depending on what you're going for in your design.
We're talking about tile being versatile. Let's come up off the floor and go to the wall. So how has wall tile development perhaps affected floor tile development, or even vice versa? Has there been an impact one direction or the other?
When we look at the development of a wall tile collection or our floor tile collection. As I mentioned earlier, we're a lot of times we're developing a collection with that in mind, that you need a complete package, you need a complete solution for the space that you're working within. We want to have all the pieces and parts. But there are times where we introduce a floor tile and it's a singular floor tile, right? It may be one size. We may have a bullnose and a mosaic to go with, but we may not have a wall tile option. And we'll go back and add that later on. And Imser is a family-owned company. We really stay close to the market, to our customers. I think that's one of our competitive advantages, is really being in tune with what the market's asking for. And our product development team is constantly coming up with new items. In fact, we launch new products every single month of the year. More new products and faster product launches than anyone else in the industry. It's a real competitive advantage for us. So with that in mind, if we're getting demand from our ProSource partners saying, hey, we need a wall tile option within a series, we're going to develop that. An example is our Passion series. So Passion is one of our most popular wall tile collections. We start out with a 3x8 wall tile that comes in a variety of great colors, ranging from warm to greens to blues, even a rose-colored tile. And we got a lot of requests for a floor tile option in that same look. So we developed a 9x9 matte color, matte finish, floor-rated version of Passion. So that again, was driven by our customers saying, this is what we need, this is what we're looking for, can you develop it? And we did. That's been an extremely popular addition for us.
I'd love to be the person in the room that just gets to name your tile, because there's so many great mood, radiant, passion. We've come up with some great names here. I just want that.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're having a great year with ProSource. We're growing a lot. So maybe that'll be our incentive at the end of the year. We'll invite you to Los Angeles to our corporate office. And the Kevin Devine collection. How's that?
Wow. Wow. Now I've made it. When I'm an Emser tile collection, I have made it.
That's right.
Whether or not anybody buys it will be a separate question. So let's head out the door a bit. How is the expansion of outdoor living? What's that done for tile as a whole?
It's been big. I mean, really, over the last, starting from the COVID years to now, the way customers are living in their home and designing spaces has really changed. Or in some cases, it's accelerated the pace of change has. And now there's this whole connectivity from indoors to outdoors. And I would say maybe before COVID, it was more of a wish list. That, hey, it'd be nice to have our home seamlessly transition from indoors to outdoors and have that continuity. Today, it's become more of an expectation. If you're building a custom home, there's a lot of thought put into that. And you're seeing a lot of, and that's why we're seeing a lot of our ProSource partners jump into the outdoor category in a much bigger way. You can work with your clients on both the indoor and outdoor portion of their home to help them achieve their design objectives. So we are developing products on a continual basis with the indoor-outdoor living in mind, so that they can perform in both applications. And in some cases, we have products that have a different finish for outdoors. We have products with an R11 finish, which is rated for wet areas. And then we have a smoother finish that you'd use on the interior. So it's going to give you that same look, that same color, that same format. But as soon as you exit the door to your house, you're going to have that grippier surface texture as a safety feature. So that was developed with this scenario in mind. The other benefit we have, and outdoor products have become a huge and growing part of our business, is we have a dedicated outdoor product manager. We have a full portfolio of outdoor products. And our outdoor catalog is up to 80 pages now of everything that you would need, from indoor and outdoor tile to porcelain patio pavers, natural stone patio pavers, pool tile, and even fireplace facade material or exterior facade material it could be a barbecue grill island. So I think it's, the best practice I would share with any ProSource partner is as you're working with your clients, we oftentimes, and I'm guilty of it, right? We get fixated on the interior of the space is to then ask that customer, hey, let's walk outside. I think the way you positioned it is perfectly. What's going on in that space? How are you going to use it? How do you want to live in it? And let me help you with that too. Let me help you specify the products. And Imser would love to support you on that and partner with you there.
That's great. And I like how you mentioned a lot of the different places where you can find outdoor tile. When we talk about outdoor living, I think everyone realizes all the different places it could be. We're not just talking a patio. We're talking a fireplace. We're talking a pool, an outdoor shower. There's a multitude of different places.
Absolutely. And I think your trade pros, they have the ability, and you have trade pros that are concentrated in both areas of the home. But also, you know, our ProSource account managers have the ability to, I think, coordinate a more cohesive, more thoughtful design because you offer everything. If someone's working with a outdoor landscape design build firm, they're only concentrated on the exterior. They don't have the luxury of seeing the indoor space like you do. And so I think that gives you a real competitive advantage and an opportunity for us both.
Why is tile so freaking versatile? Or as we'd like to say, versatile.
You know, if you are looking for the ultimate in durability, if you want an extremely high performing floor that's scratch resistant, water resistant, or waterproof, fade resistant, able to be used indoors or outdoors, like we just talked about, really whatever life throws at it day to day, tile should be at the very top of your list. And it is truly the best performing floor. And when we talk about versatility, not only is it indoor outdoors, but do you want heat underneath your floor, right? I live in the great city of Indianapolis, and it's a little cold here in the wintertime. So add heat underneath your floor, and it brings a comfort into any space in any climate, which is extremely nice. You know, add to all of that, what I love about tile and what I'm so passionate about is whenever I see these new products that we're developing and launching, is it gives you the ultimate in terms of design flexibility. We can create, I think, the most beautiful, luxurious spaces that allow you and your customers to put their own personal touch on it. There's not another floor covering or wall covering product on the market that has the flexibility in terms of design, the versatility that tile does. When you can help your customer create a space that is truly unique to their taste and their interest and makes their home a special place to be, I think all of that is what makes tile so versatile, or so versatile, as you said. That's certainly an opportunity for us.
Great insight. Certainly really appreciate it. And obviously appreciate your time, Randall, for joining us on the ProSource podcast.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the ProSource podcast. Please like and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, follow us on social media. Check out our website at prosourcewholesale.com and visit your local ProSource Wholesale showroom for all of your home remodeling needs.